The Combat Doctor, a story of battlefield medicine and resilience, written and read by Dr. Dan Pronk. I have no clear recollection of when I became aware of the concept of special operations, and I certainly had absolutely no desire to join a special operations unit or the military at all until well into my early 20s. Military service was in my blood, though. I was born in 1977 in Townsville, Queensland, where my dad, Hendrick, Hank for short, was posted as an Army helicopter pilot. Dad had been named after his uncle, a Royal Air Force Spitfire pilot in World War II, who was killed in an air-to-air collision around the time of the Battle of Britain. During my youth and early adulthood, Dad rose through the ranks to command an Army Aviation Regiment. My mum, Eliza, was a speech therapist. In between raising kids, she would pick up work only to be uprooted a couple of years later with the Army's next posting cycle and have to re-establish herself all over again. My brother Ben, 15 months my elder, seemed destined to follow in the family footsteps. In the photo albums from our youth, it is rare to find Ben without his trusty plastic M16 rifle in hand. He joined school cadets as soon as he was old enough and never looked back. Despite these influences, or perhaps because of them, I headed in a different direction. My memories of my primary school years are mostly positive ones of barefoot camping expeditions, barbecues with my dad's army mates and their families, and open days on the army bases he was posted to. Dad's postings during my pre- and primary school years included a brief stint in the UK, Canberra, Toowoomba, Sydney, and eventually Brisbane at the time of my transition into high school. Starting afresh at a new school every 2 or 3 years as we relocated meant I never established a group of close friends, and I suspect this intensified my natural tendency towards introversion. I was a deep-thinking kid but an average student, achieving comfortable passes in all subjects but never shining. I could hold my own across a range of sports without excelling and stayed chubby until my teen years, drawing the attention of the occasional bully. As I progressed through high school, my future didn't seem to hold any special promise. There was no indication that I'd end up in a career such as medicine, special forces, or, heaven forbid, both. However, with the benefit of hindsight, some of the personality traits that would draw me towards the pursuit of excellence and the tip of the spear were apparent. One such trait, later labelled a sensation-seeking personality type by a special operations psychologist, began to emerge by early high school, facilitated in no small part by my best mate at the time, Trevor. Trevor was a South African emigrant who had lived a significantly less sheltered life than me. He had been put back a year in school when he moved to Australia, while I had been put up a year due to a move and a misalignment of interstate school curriculums, meaning Trevor was a full 2 years my senior as we entered high school. We bonded over a shared love of Run DMC and became thick as thieves. By the time I was 12, Trevor had mentored me in the fine art of rolling my own cigarettes and smoking them without coughing my lungs up, as well as introducing me to the joys of alcohol on a night when I was sleeping over at his house.